Yehoshua Perek Dalet Vayhi Kasher Tamu Kol Goy Halavoras Hayordain. When the whole nation had finished crossing over the Jordan River, Vayomar Hashem El Yehoshua Lemor. Hashem said the following to Yehoshua. Kechu Lachem. Hashem says to Yehoshua. Again, this is the process of the people crossing over. We're going to see it takes place in steps, so we'll try to follow all the stages of this. So first, Hashem is saying to Yehoshua the following. Kechu Lachem min ha'am, 12 anashim. Take 12 representatives from the nation, ish echad mishavet, one person from each tribe. And if you remember, we had previously discussed the designation of these 12 individuals, but they didn't do anything yet. But in this parak, we're going to see what do they actually do. Vatzavu osam lemor. Hashem says to Yehoshua, you should command these 12 men to do the following. Pick up from the Jordan River, from the position where the feet of the Kohanim were standing. Get 12 stones. We'll see what are they going to do with these stones. There's going to be a couple of sets of 12 stones, so we'll try to keep track. So take the 12 stones from where the Kohanim were standing. V'ha'avartem osam imachem. So these 12 men are going to take the 12 stones and carry them with you over across the Jordan. V'hinachtem osam, and you should place them down to rest. B'malon asher talinu vo halayla, at the place where you're going to spend the night tonight. V'yikra yosh, we're going to see later what is going to be done with those stones. It's going to be a memorial with a specific purpose. Vayikra Yehoshua el Shneim Ha'asar Ish. Yehoshua called and summoned these 12 men, Asher Hechin Mibnei Israel, that he had designated from the Jewish people, Ish Echad Ish Echad Mishavet, right, one man from each tribe for a total of 12. And now he says to them, Vayom Alehem, Yehoshua. Yehoshua says to them, Ivru Lifnei Aron Hashem Elokechem. Go before the Ark of Hashem your God, El Tocha Yordain. Go into the river. V'harimu lachem, ish even achas. Each of you, each man should lift up one stone. Al shichmo, each person holding on their shoulder. L'mispar shiftei Yisrael, right? 12 for the total of the number of tribes. What's the purpose of all this? Getting the stones. L'man tihiyeh zos os bekirbechem. The purpose is this should be a sign to remain amongst you. Because tomorrow, or in the following generations, your children are going to ask you. I mean, it would seem we're talking about the children who are too young or not born yet, that they didn't experience the crossing of the Jordan. They are in the future going to ask you, like, Maha avanim ha'ela lechem, what is the significance of these stones? V'amartem lechem. So you're not going to answer them. Asher nichrusu meimei ha'yardein. It's because the waters of the Jordan River split. Mipnei Aron Bris Hashem. Why did the river split? Obviously, the Jewish people had to cross over, and it split so that we could enter. But the real, merit in which it split is the Ark. The Aron of the covenant of Hashem caused these waters of the Jordan to split. Ba'avro ba'yardain, when the Ark passed over the Jordan, nichrusu me'hayardain, the waters of the Jordan split. Va'hayu ha'avanim ha'ela lizikaron livnei Yisrael adolam. And these stones should be a memorial for the Jewish people for all generations. Vayasuchim b'nei Yisrael. So the Jewish people did ka'asher tzivat Yehoshua, just like Yehoshua had told them to do. Vayisu shtei asrei avanim. So they lifted up 12 stones mitoch ha'yordain ka'asher diber Hashem al Yehoshua. They lifted up the stones from the Jordan River, just as Hashem had commanded Yehoshua in the beginning of the chapter. L'mispar shiftei Yisrael, right, the same number of the 12 tribes, so there's 12 stones. Vayavirum imam el hamalon vayanichum sham. And they brought them to the place where they're going to spend the night, and they put them to rest. Now, this didn't actually happen yet, but the Navi is just telling us the narrative, what's going to be ahead of time, as a preface. And later the events are going to unfold as we're going to read in the continuation of this chapter. But what we just got is like a preview summary of what's going to happen, and now it's actually going to happen. Now you have another set of 12 stones that Yehoshua set up inside the Jordan. And the location of these 12 stones that Yehoshua set up in the Jordan was right in the place where the Kohanim were standing. Nosei Aron Abris, the Kohanim who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And those stones remained there in the Jordan. So again, the first 12 set of stones were going to go to the place where they're going to camp the following night. And the second set of stones that Yehoshua set up in the Jordan were going to remain in the Jordan forever. To this day, where are they identified? I don't know. I would like to... it would be interesting to look into that. V'ha-Kohanim Nosei Ha'aron Omdim B'toch HaYordain. So now, the Kohanim who are holding the Ark are standing inside the Jordan. Ad Tom Kol HaDavar. Until the completion of the entire thing, of the entire matter, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Yehoshua L'Daber Al Ha'am, that Hashem had told Yehoshua to tell the nation. K'chol Asher Tziva Moshe Es Yehoshua, just whatever Moshe had told Yehoshua. So Yehoshua told this thing, this message, to them in the Jordan. And Vayimaru Ha'am Vayavoru. And then the people rushed through and they passed over. So it's not really clear what was Yehoshua telling them. From the Psukim alone, we don't really see that. But Chazal tell us that the way to understand this passage is that while the people were passing through, you know, midway through their transit, Yehoshua tells them something that, as we just read, that Hashem said and that Moshe told Yehoshua to tell them, and that was the covenant. It was why Yehoshua told them, why are you going to cross over to Eretz Yisrael? The reason is, or your job is going to be, to drive out the nations. And that's very important. You're not supposed to let them be and just coexist with them. No, you're supposed to drive out these nations. They're not supposed to be here, and you have to get rid of them, and you don't want to associate with them. You don't want to, make a community of relations with them. You have to drive them out. And that is the deal, which actually we're going to see later in the Navi. The Jewish people had a very hard time keeping to that deal. But that was the agreement. And that's what Yehoshua told them when they're crossing through the Jordan. And if I'm not mistaken, he even said, and if you don't attempt to fulfill that covenant and to try to drive out the nations, so then the waters of the Jordan are actually going to collapse on you. So they did agree to the deal, and they did cross through. And this would be brought down by Chazal in Masechet Sota. Let's continue. Vayehi ka'asher tam kol ha'am la'avor. So when the whole nation had finished traversing the Jordan, vayavor aron Hashem v'ha'kohanim lifnei ha'am. So the Ark, which obviously had been in the riverbed the whole time, which allowed everyone to cross through on dry ground. So now that the people had passed through, so now the Ark of Hashem and the Kohanim now passed, since they were behind the nation now, because the nation passed through while the Ark was still in the riverbed, now the Ark passed to its proper position in the front of the nation. So everyone has left the Jordan River now, the riverbed. Vayavru b'nei Reuven u'b'nei Gad v'chatzi shevet ha-Menashe. So now who else crosses over? Not least the 2.5 tribes, Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe. They cross, even though they're going to live and their families are still on the right hand side or the east side, in their plains where their flocks and their wives and their children already set up camp on the east side. But the men of these 2.5 tribes, Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe, they are crossing over very significantly to the west side, Chamushim, which means they're armed for war. Lifnei b'nei Yisrael, in front of the Jewish people. It's almost as if, you know, if you were to picture the ranks of the soldiers, there's all the tribes are represented, and these 2.5 tribes, Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, are at the front position. you know, the bravest, as if to be, you know, the leaders of the battle, to show that they're really putting in their effort to help their brethren, even though this is not the land that the 2.5 tribes are going to live in. They're just helping out their fellow countrymen. Kasher diber alehem Moshe. Just like Moshe made this deal with Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh in, I think it's Parshas Matos, made this deal with them that you can have the portion on the east side as long as you help and fight the nations on the west side to help your brethren. So that was the deal, and they're going now to fulfill that agreement. Ka'arba'im elef chalotzei hatzava. There was about 40,000 soldiers. Avru lifnei Hashem. They traversed over. Lifnei Hashem sounds like it means before Hashem, but it would probably means at the behest of Hashem, like they were emissaries of God. They crossed over lifnei Hashem, lamilchama, to wage war, el arvot Yericho. To the arvot Yericho is the geographic area. It was sort of like a midbar, and Jericho was situated in that type of a climate, as opposed to a forest or something like that. It was arvot. Arvot is sort of like barren plains. The commentaries say it's a midbar, and Jericho was situated there, obviously surrounded by a wall, as we were going to see. And so now the Jewish people, the soldiers, are going to approach, 40,000 of them, not a small army. Vayom hahu gidal Hashem es Yehoshua be'enei kol Yisrael. On that day, the day of crossing the Jordan, Hashem made Yehoshua great in the eyes of the Jewish people. V'yiru oso ka'asher yaru es Moshe kol yimei chayav. And this is a little ambiguous, but let's say two ways to read this. The Jewish people feared or revered Yehoshua just as they had revered Moshe all the days of his life. So does that mean all the days of Yehoshua's life? I would think it means all the days of Moshe's life, meaning just like they revered Moshe all the days of Moshe's life, so too now, today, when Yehoshua is in the middle of his life, so they revered Yehoshua as well. Again, the ambiguity was just all the days of his life. Who's his life? So to me, it makes more sense that it's referring to Moshe's life, because Moshe is no longer alive. Yehoshua is. Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua lemor. So now, Hashem tells another prophecy to Yehoshua. He says, Tzaveyas HaKohanim. Hashem says to Yehoshua, you should command, you Yehoshua should command the Kohanim, Nosei Aron Haidus, the ones who carry the Ark of the Testimony. It's interesting how many different names we have for the, we have Aron Hashem, Aron Brit Hashem, Aron Adon Kol Haaretz, Aron Ha'edut. This is, you know, this is at least the fourth type of name that we have for the Ark. So here it's called the Ark of the Testimony. Vayalu min hayarden. And they, the Kohanim are supposed to come out of the water, come out of the riverbed now. Vayitzav Yehoshua es HaKohanim lemor alu min hayarden. So Yehoshua carried out the command which Hashem just told him to do, and he addressed the Kohanim and he said, okay, you come out of the riverbed. Vayihi ka'alos HaKohanim nosei Aron bris Hashem mitoch hayarden. So, and it came to pass that when the Kohanim, the ones who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of Hashem, came out of the river of the Jordan, nitku kapot ragle HaKohanim el haharava. So the position of the feet of the Kohanim was transferred from the now to dry ground. It's a little bit odd to me because in the riverbed itself, supposedly they were on dry ground. So what does it mean now they moved to dry ground? But I guess it means to the riverbank. And now the waters of the Jordan went. Remember, meanwhile, the river water of the Jordan had been piling up on the north half of the Jordan, and now finally it returned to its flow and it continued to stream southward toward the Dead Sea. Vayochu kiltmo shelshom al kol gedotav. So now the river went back to run its regular course as it had yesterday, the day before yesterday. That's an expression you find many times in Tanakh, kiltmo shelshom. I guess it really means 2 days ago. But it means as it had usually done in the past. The idiom, al kol gedotav, meaning to the brink, up to its banks. Meaning it's a full flowing river. It's not not a dinky little string. I guess that means to grandize the miracle. It wasn't, you know, splitting a puddle, it was splitting a mighty river. The Ha'am alu min ha'yardain. So the nation came out of the riverbank. Ba'asor l'chodesh harishon. When did all, this is just recapping, what, when did all this happen? That they came out of the river? Bed. It was on the 10th of the first month. That's the 10th of Nisan. So if you remember, obviously when they came out of Egypt was the 15th of Nisan. So when they crossed the Jordan, about 40 years later, it's a little less than 40 years later, but it was on the 10th of Nisan. Vayachnu ba-Gilgal b'ktzei mizrach Yericho, and they encamped at a place called Gilgal. That's the name of their camp. And where is Gilgal? Is on the eastern side of Jericho. So again, we are now located on the west side of the Jordan. But we're still to the east of Jericho, and we're camping in Gilgal. Ve'et shtei mesrei ha'avanim ha'ele asher lakhu min ha'yardain hekim Yehoshua ba'Gilgal. These 12 stones that the 12 representatives had taken from the Jordan, Yehoshua set them up at Gilgal. Vayomer el b'nei Yisrael lemor asher yishalum b'neichem machar et avotam lemor ma'ha avanim ha'ele. And Yehoshua told the Jewish people, he said the following: when your children, you know, tomorrow, you know, in subsequent generations, when they ask their ancestors, what are these stones? So you're going to tell them, "Behodatem et b'neichem lemor." You're going to let them know. Bayabasha avar Yisrael et ha'yarden hazeh. On dry ground, the Jewish people traversed over the Jordan. Asher hovis Hashem elokeichem esmei ha'yarden mipneichem. Hashem dried up the Jordan before you, ad avarchem, until you had all traversed over. Ka asher asa Hashem elokeichem liyam suf asher hovish mipaneinu ad avreinu. Just like Hashem, your God, had dried up the Red Sea before us when we passed over it 40 years previously. So now, after the 40 years in the desert, Hashem dried up the Jordan River as well. Why? What was the purpose of all these miracles? I mean, why can't they just take a bridge or a boat? What's the purpose of the miracle splitting the water? So it says the reason: Lama'an das kol amei ha'aretz esyad Hashem ki chazakahi. In order that all the nations of the earth should know that the hand of Hashem is strong. Now, the strong hand of Hashem is an interesting phrase. You find that many times in Tanakh. The Hashem's strong hand. So it's not. It is. It's a. What's the word? Anthropomorphism. But it's a very specific. That I heard this from Rabbi Tovia Singer actually. That whenever it refers to Hashem's strong hand, it doesn't just mean Hashem's might, you know, stam. It means specifically Hashem's might in leading the Jewish people and saving them from the other nations of the world. So here, I suppose 40 years previously, crossing the Red Sea, it was saving from Mitzrayim. That's the most obvious. And here, I suppose it would be in defense, or actually in offense, of the seven nations whom we're going to oppose now when we enter the land of Israel. So that's just something to remember about the Yad Chazakah, the reference to Hashem's strong hand. L'man yiratem et Hashem elokeichem kol yamim. In order that you should fear Hashem your God all of the days, forever. So let's just summarize what we learned here, that the Jewish people crossed over the Jordan. The Kohanim were holding the ark inside the riverbed, and then everybody crossed through. Yehoshua made them, reminded them of the deal that Moshe had required of them to only cross into Eretz Yisrael on condition that they're going to try to drive out the nations. They took two sets of 12 stones. One is they set up in the place of their encampment by Gilgal, on the west of the Jordan to the east of Yericho, and that's going to be a remembrance when the children ask, what are these? So you're going to tell them about the crossing over of the Jordan. And another set of 12 stones Yehoshua set up in the Jordan River, and this all took place on the 10th of Nisan, about 40 years, or just short of 40 years, after the Yitziat Mitzrayim.